Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Monday. It's fucking Monday. I mean, Monday's a motherfucker. It's the 12th day of February, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 49 degrees today and a low of 32 and cloudy. So it's basically the same old shit, different day. This must be the perfect fucking weather for them. Anyways, we'll be right back and we'll go over and look at the Ministry of Lies alternate. Well, not alternate, but alternate controlled propaganda. I guess that'll work. We'll be right back.
Seems I got to have a change in scene. 'Cause every night I have the strangest dream. Imprisoned by the way things used to be, yeah. Left here on my own, so it seems. I got to leave before I start to scream. 'Cause somebody locked the door and took the key. Feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty. Zap over to here. And I tell you, I wasn't going to do the program today. I feel like shit. But it's, and you know, I got to thinking, you know, we talked about this years ago, how they, you know, they, I'm here in Chiloquin. I have a son and his wife and two little babies that got sick. And I got a son and another one of my granddaughters up in Forest Grove. All got sick on the same fucking day. Same fucking symptoms. Now, see, this is how they go, it's a pandemic. It's a pandemic. Because they're doing with this with fucking aerosol. They spray the whole fucking state. People start getting fucking sick everywhere I'm across. It's a pandemic. It's a pandemic. No, you fucking sprayed us, you cocksuckers. And I'll tell you what. If I ever find the son of a bitch that made the shit, I will walk right up to you and blow your fucking head off. I find the son of a bitch that fucking loaded it on the plane, I will walk right up to you and I will blow your fucking head off. I find the pilot that flew the fucking plane and pushed the fucking button, I will walk right up to you and I will blow your fucking head off. I know what you're doing. We know what you're doing. We're not demoralized. We're fucking pissed. And you're going to find it out the hard way. You motherfuckers have gotten away with too much for too long. How come we keep letting this fucking happen, people? Nobody knows who's flying those fucking planes. Nobody knows who's putting that shit on them. I think they do. And I think that other people know that and just keep their fucking mouth shut. You keep your mouth shut, you're committing fucking treason. We need to know who these fuckers are, and we need to eliminate them. This is a fucking war. They are enemy combatants. Under a Representative New Act, British nationals could face prison for undermining London's national security line, intended to destroy WikiLeaks and other exposing war crimes. The law is a direct threat to critical national security journalism. After forgive me, I'm not quite all here. It was the afternoon of May 17, 2023, and I had just arrived at London's Luton Airport. I was on my way to the city of my birth to visit my family. Before landing, the pilot instructed all passengers to have their passports ready for inspection immediately upon disembarking the plane. Just then, I noticed a six-strong squad of stone-faced, plainclothes British counter-terror officers waited on the tarmac, intensely studying the identification documents of all travelers. As soon as the cops identified me, I was ordered to accompany them into the airport terminal without explanation. There I was, introduced to two officials whose names I could not learn, who subsequently referred to each other using nondescript call signs. I was invited to be digitally stripped, searched, and subjected to an interrogation in which I had no right to silence, no right to refuse to answer questions, and no right to withhold PIN numbers from my digital devices or SIM cards. If I asserted any right to privacy, I faced arrest and up to 48 hours in police custody. Well, they would have put my, I wouldn't put myself in that situation. I encounter them. It's going to be fucking flashes from my fucking guns. I choose to comply, and so he chose to comply. That's the fucking problem right there, people. We're not fucking demoralized. We are just fucking, the people are just fucking waiting for something. I don't know what the fuck you're waiting on. They're killing your fucking loved ones every fucking day. They're committing genocide. The genocide they're committing here in the United States and all over the world, the genocide in Palestine pales in comparison. Only it's right in your fucking face, and you're getting to see little kids with their arms blowed off, mothers and pregnant women and fucking old people and children just ruthlessly fucking shot down like dogs. But what the hell's the difference? When they kill you, don't they? And you're not going to fucking stand up and say, you're not going to kill my fucking children. You're not going to end my line. You got that, motherfuckers? I'm ending yours. 13 fucking goddamn tribes, 13 fucking non-fucking tribes coming at you. Counter-terror cops in an airless, windowless, excruciatingly hot back room. They fingerprinted me, took evasive DNA swabs, and probed my conceivable aspect of my private and professional life, friend and family connections, the educational background. They wanted to know why I write, say, and think the things I do, the specifics of how I'm paid for my investigative journalism, and to which bank account. Well, that's the same one that you bought your Ferrari out of, Dickweed. I really don't feel sorry for you. You go over there, that's what you fucking expect. If you don't want to have that happen to you, you pull out a fucking gun and shoot them. That's how that fucking shit works. I had been detained under Britain's 2019 Counterterrorism and Border Security Act, which the UN has branded draconian and repressive. Under its Schedule 3 powers, anyone entering British territory suspected of hostile activity on behalf of, just suspected, I got a hunch, on behalf of a foreign power can be detained, interrogated for 6 hours, and have the contents of their digital devices seized and stored. Hostile acts are defined as any behavior deemed threatening to Britain's national security or its economic well-being. So it's a blanket fucking, totalitarianism, right? Isn't that what that fucking is? That's what you call that? More disturbingly, Schedule 3 is suspicionless. Under its terms, it is immaterial whether a person is aware that activity in which they are or have been engaged in hostile activity, or whether a state for or on behalf of which or in the interest of which a hostile act is carried out, has instigated, sanctioned, or is otherwise aware of the carrying out of the act, it must be quite an elaborate conspiracy. Then conspirators do not even know they're conspiring. See, now this is when you're getting in and having a conversation about it. You're a fucking pussy. If you want to stop this fucking shit, and this is the people across the world, we're not demoralized. We're fucking pissed and we ain't doing nothing about it. But we're not demoralized. We have what we need. We have that fucking Bill of Rights. We have that written, ratified by the representatives of the people. Supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law, December 15, 1791. And we got the goddamn duty to fucking enforce it. That's all we have to do is enforce. All this shit goes away. I guarantee fucking to you, they'll run like fucking rabbits. They have to hire their balls. Think about it. They're a bunch of fucking pussies fucking running us like fucking a handful too. 1% is fucking cracking the whip on 99%. And we have the fucking people we have armed in this goddamn country. Come on. Don't just sit there in idleness saying, goddamn, if go out. These corporate motherfuckers are taking everything you have. They are destroying your lives and everything in them. Go destroy their fucking lives. Go destroy their shit. What's stopping you? They can't watch all of you at once. And if they want to go out and fucking take us on and when we're fucking taking care of their asses, fucking bring it on. Kill as many as you fucking can. That's how this shit stops. It turns out British state wrongly believed the Greystone had a relationship. Fuck, you're a punk. You're a punk bitch motherfucker and you deserve what you got. Israel massacres civilians in Gaza safe zone while advertising their own victimhood during the Super Bowl. Now, this is a fucking surprise. I mean, are we at all surprised? False fucking flag proven. Proven a false flag. But the fucking, I mean, anybody who'd watch the WFF fucking Super Bowl is a fucking fool anyway. I mean, goddamn, I know people that are fucking so devoted they could fucking cite the stats from 20 fucking years. They won't watch it no more. It's fucking scripted and it's fucking, it's like fucking professional wrestling. It's a show. Oh, man. Israel massacred civilians in the previously declared safe zone of Rafah in southern Gaza on Sunday night while they were running ads during the Super Bowl, playing up their own victimhood. They had no victimhood. There is can't be a victim. They're a victim of themselves. They're a victim of the Mossad. They're a victim of fucking Hamas, which was created by the fucking Israelites. And there's a big bunch of people's comments on it. A disturbing video shows the dismembered body of a little girl killed by an Israeli strike hanging from the side of a bombed-out building in a scene reminiscent of a lynching warning graphic. Yeah, I don't want to look at that. The video is too graphic to share here. Twitter also blocks the embedding of such videos once they're flagged as too graphic, but here is the censored screenshot, and you can go over there and look at the censored screenshot if you want. I know what the fuck they're doing. I've seen fucking blood and I've seen fucking death. I mean, I understand what fucking genocide is. Another shocking video shows Gazans collecting the dismembered body parts from their fellow citizens blown up in Israel strikes. And this, and see, they told Israel to go over to this fucking place. I mean, they dropped leaflets. Go here. This is where you'd be safe. No. They rounded them up to fucking commit genocide on them, to kill them, to fucking wipe them from the fucking planet. They are fucking monsters. They are the evilest fucking people to ever breathe air on this planet. And if you ever want to know peace, if you ever want to know fucking freedom and liberty, you got to get rid of these motherfuckers. Graphic video from a hospital shows a man carrying a little girl who was killed in Israel's strike on Rafah just months after her birth. There are many more graphic videos from the massacre on the X. Fuck you, X. I mean, you fucking play the game. Fuck you. Put up Facebook. What you fucking are? accounts of Solomon Ashmed and the times of Gaza. The timing of the strikes were not lost on anyone. This is from Al Jazeera. Australian Senator David Shoebridge has described the bombardment of Rafah and questioned the timing while viewers in the United States watched the Super Bowl. I don't know, a lot of people did. I ain't shitting you. I've seen so many people turn away from it. First, they got all the fagism out there and all the fucking goddamn political bullshit. It's not political bullshit. It's a fucking game. And it's become so fucking blatant, the fucking fixes. And, I mean, little kid caught on the fucking hot mic saying, and who was going to fucking win, you know. It's all staged. Of course it's staged. You get anything that's got millions or billions of dollars fucking tied to it, it's going to be fucking crooked. Got it? There ain't no fucking way. Mammon creates fucking crime.
It's also fixed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think that they go, you know, it's all computerized, and you got the betting in Vegas and the betting around the country, and they see which one brings them out the most fucking money, and then they go and they say, "This, you guys play this game here." It's like the wrestlers. They practice going flying through the air and falling backwards on the, it's not a mat, but, I mean, it's spring-loaded, so it don't hurt them. I mean, it is. It's fixed. It's always been fixed, and that's like it's... I've known it for a long fucking time. I mean, when I was a kid, I liked to watch it. I liked to play it. My kids like to watch it. They like to play it. But when they do not watch the Super Bowl because they say it's WWF, I mean, you've hit another generation there of people who know what the fuck is going on and they're not going for it. Our hearts are with the Palestinian people now more than ever, he added. Biden's campaign shared the creepy photo of him with red eyes stating, "Just like we drew it up." No doubt about it. Was that a reference to the Super Bowl or the massacre in Rafah? He signed off. Okay. Two thoughts. Israel massacre. Okay. Back. Let's see what else we got. Come on. Crowd sets Waymo driverless car ablaze in lawless San Francisco. I mean, this, and, I mean, what the fuck? There was murders. There were rapes. I am dry. Yeah, so good. I don't care. I don't care if they burn them all. I mean, what goes on in San Francisco, fucking, I didn't even like talking about our country. Australian launches WEF-controlled mandatory digital IDs. Well, of course they're going to. This is by Sean Tabai. The People's Voice. Oh, here, you can make money off this, you know. You should really look into it. You can invest in it, and you can also make money from this fucking tragedy. Everybody's living the misery. Misery and money on misery. Man, you can do it, people. The Australian government is planning to launch WEF-controlled digital IDs later this year, which will be mandatory for citizens who wish to participate fully in society. You outnumber them. You fucking so outnumber them, and yet you let them punk you and push you around. You're not demoralized. You're a bunch of pussies. Having first entered Parliament last year, the digital ID bill in Australia finished its final stage at the end of January, garnering input from businesses and finance groups. That's who runs things. Everybody else, the people who fucking own this goddamn country, the American nationals, we're irrelevant, are the people that fucking own Australia. I mean, no, that belongs to the king. So the King Chuck can do whatever fuck he wants to you. You belong to King Chuck. I don't belong to King Chuck. King Chuck, I will fucking shove that crown right up his fucking royal ass anytime. The country's WEF-controlled government are currently setting up an infrastructure which, with all the individual states, so it can be rolled out within a matter of months. InfoWars. They got to keep sneaking their shit in. Reports, the announcement from the Department of Finance revealed that the novel system would empower users to select their preferred digital ID provider for the accessibility of both government and private services. Private entities can apply for accreditation to provide digital ID services under the Trusted Digital Identity Framework, which is the government recognition framework. Trying to sell this like something. Oh, yeah, that was really, you know what? I ain't getting no digital ID. If it comes down to I can't get something because I won't have a digital ID, I bet you I can get it. I bet you I got something fucking that's better than a digital ID. As stated by an official spokesperson, the legislative step will set in motion the enlargement of the Australian government digital ID system to encompass state, territory, and private sector organizations. See, organizations, all these fucking collectives. This is here, what we have is a land of individual free sovereignty. They try to fucking mix all this up in elections and all this fucking bullshit. It's over, people. They want to kill you. They want to take everything you have. They want to displace you. They want to bring fucking in recolonization forces from the third world. Just look at your goddamn streets in Miami. Look in Portland. Look in Chicago. Look what they have fucking done to this country that you paid to fucking build, that you built with the fucking sweat of your brow. And now you're fucking work out there busting your ass so you can support these motherfuckers. The national digital ID will essentially serve as a comprehensive version of the MyGovID that Australians currently utilize for the Australian Taxation Office Centrelink. Hey, you know, you don't have to do this, Australia. Why don't you get some fucking guns and shoot these fuckers? You're supposed to come from fucking some pretty fucking tough stock. I always thought you did growing up, but it looks like you'll just take anything up the ass they fucking hand you. And Medicare process, the strategy to retain other digital IDs issued by the other state governments. The individual user will have the capability to create a multi-point image on a device to be validated against their passport photo or eventually their driver's license. Officials state that users need only establish their credentials once. Oh. Goddamn, only once? Well, fuck. Here, you can take a good look. Stick that probe up my ass, clear to my fucking mouth, and go ahead. You're just going to do it once. Digital IDs often involve the collection of storage of personal data, including biometric information such as fingerprints or facial recognition data. This concentration of sensitive data can be a tempting target for hackers and cyber criminals. A successful breach could lead to identity theft, fraud, or even blackmail. Moreover, there is the risk of unauthorized surveillance and tracking. Governments or other states could potentially misuse. Nah, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't misuse the ID system to monitor individuals without their consent. And fuck, look what you have taken it up the fucking ass. You know what? Shame on you. Shame on us, I guarantee you, but at least we still have our fucking guns. And we are going to step up and fight. We have to. You'll see. Makes me sick. I'm going to show this pencil neck. This pencil neck motherfucker with goddamn black glasses on. You're going to come do this to people, motherfucker? See, that's what it is. That's what really pisses me off. These punk motherfuckers that hire the goddamn mercenaries to fucking do their fucking bidding. You are a piece of punk shit. I'd slap you across the face. You'd drop in a puddle of your own piss. And I'm an old fucker, man. You ain't nothing. Breaking: Lakewood church shooter identified as a transgender, legal name Genesee Monroe, but went by the name Jeffrey. I'm shocked. Breaking: Lakewood church shooter identified as transgender. I don't care about that. Robbery as a political decision. robbery as a political decision. Israeli army robs bank of Palestine in Gaza. Well, there's a fucking surprise. You mean they stole their fucking money just out? I mean, these motherfuckers are—they're like a goddamn what the hell's the word I'm looking for? Rogue, fucking goddamn mob that's out of fucking control, and not to mention they're committing genocide. They're committing genocide. Get in their fucking way. They'll take anything they want from you, fucking Palestinian. You're not even human to them. They'll kill you. They want to kill you. They want to kill every fucking one of you. It's like, well, this is like the 1% want to kill the fucking rest of us people. We got to keep that in fucking mind and don't forget it. And we don't get demoralized. We get pissed. We kill back. We kill, and it's time, not even kill back. It's time to attack these motherfuckers. They want to be a corporate fucking goddamn monarchy over us. Attack their corporate shit. They want to take from us, take it back. They want to destroy our what we love and care for, destroy what they love and care for. They want to hurt our fucking children, hurt their fucking children, hurt them. Fuck this sitting around and waiting shit. Practiced by Israel Occupation Army, the latest robbery of a bank in Palestine headquarters in Gaza is different as it was politically motivated bank robbery. I love that. The Israeli army says, well, yeah, I bet you they do. News agency cited the Israel newspaper Mayriv as reporting on Sunday that Israel soldiers seized 200 million shekels, $54.29 million from the Bank of Palestine headquarters in Gaza. Mayriv, referencing Israeli officers, said military force took the funds allotted for the Ramallah-based Palestinian Authority in the AI regional neighborhood last week. It's just like I'm talking, we're going to take Russian forces. We're going to freeze Russian assets around the world, and we're going to give them to their fucking enemy. That's how we're going to finance it. I mean, you're going to keep fucking around. Them Russians, Russia has enough fucking nuclear weapons to destroy the fucking West 30 times over. We have enough to destroy them, I think, 10 or 15 times over. Let's just let loose on it. You want to do it? Let's fucking do it. And then we can start rebuilding. Or else get off your dead ass and squat there and fucking force the goddamn law. It's not, at some point in the game, you're going to have to do it. You might as well realize it and step up and get your goddamn guts in order, get your head in fucking order and do it. Go out there and go after the corporations. You can't look around and see their shit all the way around you, everywhere you fucking look. Hurt them. There was no comment from the Palestinian Authority or the Palestinian Resistance Movement, Hamas, on the report. The Israeli army, however, justified the robbery using unique logic. Israeli soldiers were at the Bank of Palestine headquarters in Gaza last week to prevent money from reaching Hamas. Well, of course you were, just like we're going to prevent money from reaching Russia by stealing their fucking... I mean, they created this international fucking trade, we all were fucking separate sovereign countries and we traded with each other under fucking treaties. And then here comes the World Economic Forum, the world fucking, what the hell is the name of it? I can't think of it. As Israel military spokesman told Mayriv without providing further details. Well, you don't have to provide. You just the little excuse of fucking Jews and go there and commit fucking goddamn blatant in your face fucking genocide. We're protecting ourselves. This is self-defense. You fucking kikes. The fucking world has figured your asses out. I don't know how this is going to go, but I wouldn't want to fucking be you. He said this step was decided at the political level. So if I decide to rob a bank and I do it for a political reason, it's okay. Despite an International Court of Justice provision ruling last month, Israel continues its deadly offensive. No, it's fucking genocide. This son of a bitch in paper right here, this goddamn site, is trying to fucking use, they're continually trying to make desensitize the people. It's deadly offensive. No, it is a fucking goddamn genocide. They're blowing the arms and legs off of little kids. They're killing pregnant women. They're shooting fucking Palestinians running down the street trying to get away from them when they're in the area the Palestinians told them to be. So they can just round them up and fucking shoot. Just like fucking sitting in a goddamn field shooting gophers. The Gaza Strip, according to Gaza's military of Ministry of Health, 28,176 Palestinians have been killed and 67,788 wounded, 84 wounded. And Israel's ongoing genocide, there you go, in Gaza starting October 7th. Moreover, at least 8,000 are unaccounted for, presumed dead under the rubble of their homes. And the rubble of their homes throughout the Strip, which are being fucking bulldozed over. Yeah, just bulldoze those bodies right down into the scrap heap and toss them in a truck and dump them in a fucking dump so we can get to building some beachfront property for the fucking elitist Palestinians. I mean, the elitist fucking Israelis, excuse me. Palestine and international organizations say that the majority of those killed and wounded are women and children. Of course they are. That's you're talking about Israelis here. They ain't got no fucking guts to fight men. Not men who can fight them on equal fucking ground. You got to have a tank and they got to have a 22. Or you fucking run the other fucking way, you fucking bunch of pussies. The Israeli aggression has also resulted in the forceful displacement of nearly 2 million people from all of Gaza Strip, with the vast majority of the displaced forced into densely crowded southern city of Rafah. Now, see, that's where they just did the massacre. Rafah. They were forced him into Rafah. This is a safe zone. Go to Rafah. And then they came in and blew the fuck out of him during the Super Bowl. So while the American, I don't think there was that many Americans watching that son of a bitch, of Rafah near the border with Egypt in what has become the Palestinians' largest mass exodus since the 1948 Kakaba. I guess that's what they call an invasion. Well, folks, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. We'll look at some more fucking outrage.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Teleclin, the state of Jefferson.
Remember what it is they've done to me. could care less. Ever since I was a boy, I've seen this concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can work your life away, never be a man. Oh, hold your head up high, knock him off your chest. I don't remember what it is they done to me. Too many mornings spent the last night with me. They bring you down, fill your mind, one day at a time. Found out how good love can be when it's mine. God damn the working man to feed the corporate slave. You set high in the tower the working man made. I know it's a fact because I see it day and day. And I live week by week on my shitty ass pay. Shitty ass pay. Shitty ass
Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. The donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:43 Pacific time, and that was Swamp, Swamp by Hogjaw. And I mean, it's another complaint song. All we've done is complain. We ain't hit back. I mean, we can't keep waiting around like this, people. I mean, these fuckers are on the run. They're scared shitless. If we would just fucking go after their shit, You look around you, God. You walk out the door and try to look one direction where you don't see their shit. And tell me why in the fuck it is unmolested, this untouched. As they rip our shit apart, they rip our woods apart. They fucking cut off our fucking roads into our public lands. They steal our fucking public lands. Why are these motherfuckers being left alone? Because we ain't doing nothing about it. Well, we better start doing something fucking about it. See what else we got.
They steal the land and sell it to the Chinese.
Yes, sir, they do. And that's exactly, I mean, right here where I'm at, man, they just did a big fucking deal. And China is the number one fucking landowner in the fucking United States. And I think the number one landowner in Klamath fucking County, right up where years ago I told you about, I went out there and there were signs every 50 feet. I couldn't get out, I was supposed to get out of my car. But I pulled up a fucking road and here's a fucking cat working. And yeah, the goddamn communist Chinese motherfuckers, supposed to be our enemy. We're going to send Taiwan a big wad of fucking billions because of Chinese, because Chinese are our enemy, you see, don't you see? Fucking bullshit. You thieving. And you know what, to the fuckers out there in the fucking, in that valley, up on Clover Creek and Old Stagecoach Road, you fuckers that sold out to the communists, you fuckers are going to hang. You dirty fucking greedy prick motherfuckers. Your daddies and your granddaddies and your great granddaddies worked their ass off on that fucking land. You get it inherited and you got a fucking dumb phone. That's as smart as far as your fucking brain goes. Say, oh God, I can get a big price out of this. The Chinese will give it to me. Well, you fucker, you committed treason and you're going to fucking answer for it. Biden administration admits to missteps in handling Gaza genocide, but will not not alter policy. Well, of course they're not going to. And yes, missteps. Is that what you call genocide? I mean, they're starting to call him Genocide Joe. Think about it. I mean, mims or fucking goddamn slurs. That's what he gets for fucking. I mean, look at those little kids. That's what we do to people that do that kind of shit. Well, look at our own people. How many of you, I mean, I seen a video the other day and a person asked, how many of you out there knows one person who has been hurt or killed by the fucking death shot? And if you know two, hold up two hands. They all had two hands up and probably a foot. I mean, it is blatant. Genocide is being committed upon our people. They're killing us. And we're not even killing them back. We're not even trying. We're not even fucking breaking their fucking toys. Why should they fucking not proceed? I mean, quit fucking pussying around, man. Be the men that your fathers were. Go out and fucking rip their shit all to pieces and they come out to stop you. Shoot their fucking ass. Let's see what else we got here. Boris Johnson has meltdown after being exposed for sabotaging Ukraine peace deal. Of course he fucking did. It's too close to criminal neglect for Congress not... It's close to criminal neglect for Congress not to pass Ukraine aid bills, says Biden. Biden, fucking man, that son of a bitch ever had an original thought. He was a lonely son of a bitch. But we'll go ahead and we'll look at this. This is from the People's Voice. He's a Trump tards. They're still down there on the fucking border, you know. They're down there shouting Trump slogans. They've even identified a few from January 6th, even some that went to jail. They're down there giving speeches. If we can get Trump back in there, we'll take it up the ass from Israel. Worse. He's a lying motherfucker, man. I could take the time to go over his fucking lies. I got the whole list of them on the front fucking on my board. It's the same old shit. If they fucking go out there, they know what the people are pissed. They know the people are ready to fucking open up on their ass. And so that's going to be his agenda. I mean, he's going to pretend it's his agenda. As soon as he gets in, it's straight off to Israel and go fuck the wall. And then go see your buddy Netanyahu and we'll get a real fucking war going. We will attack Iran right now. This is the People's Voice. It would be close to criminal neglect for Congress not to pass billions of dollars in additional military aid to Ukraine, according to President Biden. No, not according to President Biden. That motherfucker. He has no mind and no self-awareness of his fucking own. Get that through your fucking head and quit writing these articles to act like he does. That's what your purpose is. That's why you get the fucking goddamn Porsche. That's why you get the goddamn sheepskin fucking seat covers. That's why you get the goddamn penthouse apartment, isn't it? You fucking shills. Biden made the remark to reporters on Friday during an Oval Office meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Biden said the failure of the United States Congress to Congress, if it occurs, not to support Ukraine is close to criminal neglect, adding that it is outrageous. You're fucking out. Yeah, what's outrageous is American nationals who can trace their lineage in this country back before it was even a fucking goddamn country, living under goddamn underpasses with their little children in the fucking winter, going hungry and cold. That's what's outrageous, you motherfuckers. You and you people that went out there and vote, change. You're the fucking reason, because you're too fucking stupid to take a good look at the world around you and see what it is. And once you do see what it is, I can step into it. But man, my pockets are full. I went along with this shit. I've committed treason against my own people. I do well just leave this alone, I think. Well, then you ain't going to be able to leave it alone. This time, I mean, I recently watched some documentaries. And, McCarthy always talks about 15% of the fucking population being thrown out as Tories. Nah, didn't happen. Fucking three or four ships loads of them went out of here. The rest fucking stayed, and within a few months, they were all good buddies once a fucking again. Should have killed every fucking one of them. Outrageous, huh? Backing Biden, Scholz said, without the support of the United States and without the support of the European states, Ukraine will have not a chance to defend its own country. Shouldn't have got fucking tied up with fucking Russia then. Russia offered to put the lines back right where they fucking were. And Boris fucking Nelson, I think is his name, he put the kibbutz on it. I mean, the lines, they were going to lose no fucking territory. Just stay out of the fucking Crimea. That's their deep water fucking ports for their subs. They're not going to let that fucking go. The New York Times reports some Republicans on Capitol Hill, however, argue that the U.S. can't afford to keep funding Ukraine's war effort, especially when the U.S. is grappling with a border crisis of its own. Fuck you. Fuck your goddamn party politics. There's no fucking goddamn Republicans. There's no fucking Democrats. No left, no right. No fucking goddamn conservatives. No fucking goddamn liberals. There's just the law, or there is not. And the law is there. It is not being enforced. That is the fucking, that's the problem with this country. Plain and fucking simple. All these fucking tons of fucking articles and shit we fucking read. We're the best informed fucking slaves on this planet. But we don't have to be, because we have the right, we have the authority to fucking put the kibosh on these motherfuckers. I mean, a couple million of us are going to have to die because it's been neglected for so fucking long. But what do you want your line fucking to not go into the future? You want your line to be destroyed, or you want to go destroy 13 lines of dirty motherfuckers that have caused all the pain and heartache in this fucking world for fucking how many years? 1,000 fucking years? 2,000 years? I met no one in Kentucky, no conservatives across the land that are for this, but the leadership of the Senate under Mitch McConnell is more concerned with sending your money to Ukraine than they are with the invasion of the southern border, the Kentucky Republican added. Paul vowed to do everything in my power to slow down and stop the Ukraine bill. How about start having them arrested for fucking treason and sedition, you son of a bitch? Because you can't, because you're a part of it. You know what's going on. You know you're committing treason every day you get up and go down to that fucking Capitol and spill your shit just like your daddy did for 30 fucking years. You're nothing that you're controlled opposition. Oh, well, we got Rand Paul. No, you don't. They got Rand Paul. Rand Paul's a rich son of a bitch. His daddy owns gold mines. He's fucking got it made in the fucking shade. He's one of the fucking elitists. And if you trust him, you're a fucking stupid ass fool. The money has to be borrowed. We don't have 100 money. We have to borrow the money. We don't have $100 billion sitting around, he argued. No, we sure as hell don't, man. The way we're living, people watching the goddamn food go through the fucking roof, watching everything go through the fucking roof. And you know, $100 billion, that's all they want. The Senate's consideration of the $95 billion foreign aid bill comes after the implosion of a bipartisan package that would have tied Ukraine to an enhanced border security measures, which Republicans argue didn't go far enough, and the defeat of a standalone Israel and aid bill in the House earlier this week. So did they get it?
Hey, Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Both parties were created for one reason and one reason only, to destroy this country.
You goddamn right. You know, you get 4 years of these motherfuckers sticking the knife in the left side of your back. Then all the others on the other side. Look at, they're sticking a knife in your left side of your back. As soon as they get in, there go the knives into your right side of the back. They never pull a knife out. And they've been sticking knives in our back since the beginning of this goddamn country, and that's a fact. And they have no intent of fucking doing that. They think they're going to fucking rule us. They think we're going to be one world citizens. I'm not. I'm one motherfucker that will not be. Let's see what else we got. 15-year-old boy killed, 3 others injured in a string of shootings in Philadelphia. There's a goddamn surprise. Somebody is going to sleep hungry tonight. And this shows the Israelis down blocking the aid coming into Palestine. After you just heard, I mean, there's another one up here with Netanyahu saying, we're letting the aid come through, we're letting the aid through. Nobody to resist these motherfuckers. They just went down with their fucking flags and stood by the gate, and the gate didn't fucking open, so the goddamn supplies, they turned around and left. Little fucking children needing operations, can't get the goddamn, Jesus Christ. Genocide! Google prepping for a sensitive event and changing it TOS. This is a video. I can't remember what it was about. Oh, the next one. Witness a psychotic anger from this migrant. They are here. We are not safe. Man, it shows this motherfucker, bug-eyed motherfucker, like he's got a knife. He's holding up and he fucking gets yelling to another. Hey, you motherfucker. If anybody can contact this cocksucker, tell him to come to fucking 419 Ash Street, Chiloquin, Oregon, Little U United, Little S States of the Little A American, walk up my fucking street like that, motherfucker. I'll shoot you right in the neck with a load of buckshot. I'll blow your fucking head clear off your fucking body, and I'll kick that bug-eyed fucking head of yours down the end of the fucking street, punk bitch. You don't scare me. You don't scare no real American. We'll rip your fucking ass apart. Got it? It kind of pissed me off, I got to be honest about you. We're at it. We're down to yesterday. Chris must not put up the show yet. But this is the migrant walks through a subway station, ruthlessly attacking everyone he passes. He does. I mean, he fucking drops his lead. Why are you fucking people letting you punk fucking America? Well, who the fuck are you people? You did something like this around here, I guarantee you, you'd be beat to a fucking bloody fucking pulp in about 10 fucking seconds. Go walking down, just knocking the fuck out of people. You fucking foreign motherfuckers. Come out into the burbs, son of a bitches, or come out into the rural areas and try this shit. I want you to come out into the rural areas, you bug-eyed motherfucker, and you fucking punk motherfucker, you fucking Hispanic son of a bitch. I want you to come out here, and I want you to try this fucking shit where I live and see what happens to your fucking ass. You will be pushing up fucking daisies, motherfucker. Anyway, like I said, this is down to pregnant mothers, deadly levels of mRNA in their baby study borns, and this is stuff from yesterday, so I'm going to, I feel like shit, so I'm going to call it a day. I will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, if I can climb them fucking stairs, and we will have another program, and I know a lot of guys out there that like this bug-eyed motherfucker to try to come down the street. And he's welding a knife. He got this knife, you know, and he's holding it up like he's going to attack somebody. Now, if that had been a fucking American national, you know, a kid with fucking autism standing there with a knife at his side, they'd have shot him down like a fucking dog, wouldn't they? You don't forget who these motherfuckers are and who they fucking serve and who they don't. They are your fucking enemy. They have declared war on you, and they're conducting war on you, and you're not conducting war back. There's shits all around you, and you stand back away from it like a cowardly fucking child. Anyway, take a look around you and look at your oppressors. Look at all their shit that's right there. Right fucking there. That is the word from the trenches.